USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University says the coronavirus death toll in the United States is just over 400,000 people. That's far and away the most in the world, with Brazil sitting second at just over 210,000 deaths. The United States also leading the way with more than 24 million cases. Arizona is leading the nation in new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Dr. Richard Gray of the Mayo Clinic telling Fox News hospital workers are at their limits.
In this 23rd mile, they're on an uphill climb. So it's exhausting. And it's not just exhausting physically and having to care for so many patients. It is exhausting emotionally.
President Trump expected to spend his last full day in office issuing a slew of pardons and commutations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The State Department is formally accusing China of committing genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the decision on Tuesday, which is the strongest denunciation by any government against China.
The Chinese Communist Party has committed these crimes against humanity, is continuing to try and deny these people, not just the Uyghur Muslims, but other faiths as well, the simple capacity to continue to exist.
Pompeo saying the use of internment camps and forced sterilization practices are two ways Beijing is trying to destroy the Uyghur population. President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver remarks Tuesday night to honor victims of the coronavirus on the eve of his inauguration. He will be joined by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as they address the nation at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. Biden spending the night across the street from the White House before he's officially sworn in as the 46th president tomorrow. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Two U.S. Army National Guard members have been removed from security detail after the troops deployed to Washington, D.C. and were vetted and were found to have had extremist ideologies. U.S. Army intelligence officials saying there was no plot against Biden or members of Congress. Congressman Steve Cohen, he's a Democrat from Tennessee, suggested on Monday on CNN that Trump-supporting National Guardsmen should be vetted as potential security threats. Cohen saying the National Guard is mainly white and men, and only 20% of men that were white voted for President-elect Joe Biden. Veteran and Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida reacts to the comments made by Cohen on Monday.
Every veteran, every guardsman is offended by those comments. You know, it is not about the person. It is about the oath. They take the same oath as every member of Congress, those guards, men and women that are out there right now to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies. It's the definition of racism to stereotype an entire group based on their skin color and their gender. When you're out there conducting those missions, there is no politics. There's just your brother, your sister, to the left, your right, and their fellow Americans. You don't even have a clue who anybody voted for. That doesn't even come into the equation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.